This is Billy Brimmon, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're talking about the Holy Ghost. Actually, of course, in the Greek it says Spirit, the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, it's Ruach, which is Spirit. Ruach, HaRuach HaKodesh, the Spirit, the Holy. He's a person. He's the third person of the Godhead. And Jesus said, if I don't go away, he can't come. And I'm going to ask the Father. He told those disciples as he was talking there at the end of John, I'm going to ask the Father, and he's going to give you the Spirit of truth. He has been with you, walked with you. Of course, Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. But he's going to be in you, in every believer. In the Old Testament, prophet, priest, and king, and those who were anointed to do a special work were the only ones who had the Holy Ghost upon them. But in the new covenant man, after Jesus washed us and cleansed us with his blood, then the Holy Ghost, and I have also put down there in those, Jesus said when he was talking to those disciples, if you love me, the Father and I will come and we will live in you. And they live in us. The Father and the Son live in us through the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit said, I come to guide you. This is the beginning of the year. We need to know how to follow God. And if you'd like to have from me, I have some scriptures in my Bible that I've written out. They're guidance scriptures that I meditate on when I need guidance, because this scripture, and here's one of them. What does this scripture say, Hannah, that we just read?
How that when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
All right, now, he's not the source of what he says. All plans come from the Father. The plan for earth, the plan for your life, Hannah, comes from the bosom of the Father. And it's as though in the council rooms of heaven, Jesus, the head of this church, and the Father are talking over what Hannah should do. And the Holy Ghost then hears it. And then the Holy Ghost, who lives inside Hannah, comes and tells Hannah what to do. Hannah, you're reading out of my Bible. Hand it to me there. And I'm going to look over here in the last back of my Bible. I always get, it's a Cambridge Bible, and it's a wide margin Bible. And over in the back of it, it has a lot of pages with a lot of lines on it. And I've written things that I want to look up. I have all my scriptures together on the authority of the believer. And I have in here my guidance scriptures. And in that, in my guidance scriptures, I'm looking for the one on Matthew 4:4, which says, man shall not, isn't that the one that says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the Bible, out of the mouth of God. Let me get that again for you. On Matthew 4:4, I asked Sister Jeannie Wilkerson one time, what is the best study Bible? And she said, well, the numerical Bible is, but it's out of print. And she said, so you could get the companion Bible, which has Bullinger's notes. Well, I did get it, but later I found the numerical. Now listen to this, what it says in the numerical Bible. Matthew 4:4. It's a note on the scripture. And Matthew 4:4 is what Jesus said. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now this is the numerical Bible note. What a sustenance of the true life within us, to be thus day by day receiving the messages of his will, guided by that wondrous voice, learning continually more the tenderness of his love for us. Isaiah 50:4 says, he wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. This is the utterance prophetically of the Lord himself. But how blessed to make it our own, and thus to have the fulfillment of these words from Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way in which you shall go, and I will guide you with mine eye. He who walking with God waits upon God, what shall ensnare him? What enemy shall prevail against him? God inside is our guide. And have you ever, now we talk about the Holy Ghost in us, have you ever waked up in the morning and you hear him? He wakes you up in the morning and you hear some phrase or some song?
Yes.
Can you give us an example?
A couple weeks ago, he woke me up in the morning. It's probably about, it was 5:30 in the morning, and he was just talking to me.
But what about?
He was talking to me about, this is kind of, he was saying not to let other people, not comparing yourself to other people, and he was saying, that if he let people do that, or if he compared himself to other people or did things because he wanted to please other people, he said he wouldn't have been able to fulfill. Jesus said, it was like Jesus was talking to me. He said he wouldn't have been able to fill the call in his life. And he gave me a phrase and it rhymed and I couldn't remember.
But yes, you did. You keep a little pad by your bed, you know.
Yeah, and he said, if I would have tried to please other people, because he said even Peter said don't die on the cross, that
right,
and he said I wouldn't have been able to save them, I wouldn't have been, if I would have let other people determine what I was going to do, he's like I wouldn't have been able to have saved mankind and fulfilled the call in my life.
So it is so very important that we learn this voice of the Holy Ghost. It is so very important that we learn how to hear the guide inside that he has given us. Well, how do we do that? How do we learn to hear him? We can't just run around following voices.
Yeah.
It's got to be the voice of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So, Hannah, how do you do it?
Just take time every day. Just, I mean, and no one's, you know, we're all having to do this. And even
yes,
myself.
We all having to do this.
I mean, sometimes you go through life and you get caught up with work or school or whatever you're doing. But just taking time to just set aside time to just hear it, listen to him. And, you know, and sometimes this praying in tongues is good, praying in the spirit, but also there's time to just be quiet and just hear his voice.
Praying in tongues will sharpen your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make it keen. So you spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, and then you'd listen. You have to listen. You know what I think, Hannah? I think I remember when I was going into Soviet days, you know, when we were going into Russia. There were ships. In Russia, they didn't have any free press. You couldn't hear anything on the radio or on the television what they wanted you to hear. So there would be boats that would go outside in the sea, and they would broadcast gospel into Soviet and into communist nations. Well, the communists would jam those. They'd put up things that would jam those programs. So I think that right now there's a big, big devilish plot to jam the voice of the Holy Ghost, to jam it, to keep some kind of racket going so that you can't hear it, some kind of a noise going. You know, it can even be like music, Christian music.
Yeah. You were reading, I don't remember the book that you were reading from, but you were talking about the different wavelengths and the wavelengths, getting on the wavelengths. Remember how the devil, there's a wavelength of the world. Do you remember that? What yours? This is like.
It could have been that Sister Grace Roos book, Spiritual Warfare.
No, I don't, this was when I was like
the light, when 15, you had the light vision.
When I was 15, that wasn't, it wasn't the Grace Roos one.
Yeah, and it was talking about Brenda.
You
was
said it was like a drum, getting on the drum, yeah. And how
what
Jesus,
was that?
How like people would always try to get Jesus to do this. Jesus, go over here, but he was always in tune with the Spirit. Dun 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 dun.
Well, tell about it, Brenda.
Well, it was the story of Jesus, Lazarus, and Jesus. And, Lazarus had died, and Jesus was, he was away, and they had gotten word to him. I don't have a Bible in front of me, but, you know, he took his time. Here's Martha, and she's just, Lazarus.
If you'd been here, Lord, yeah. He wouldn't have died.
And but Jesus is just taking his time.
And he was several days away when he heard that Lazarus was sick.
Mm-hmm. So he
just took his time getting there.
He would listen to his father. Now, if he would have listened to them, it would have been, scurry, 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 get over there.
Yeah.
But he had to hear from the Lord. He had to hear from God. And so... You know, and the world will always try to take you away from what the beat of God's heart or what he's saying to you. And it's as long as we live in this world, it's something that, we'll try to happen.
I see so much these days, though. I see so much of like games. People just into games for hours and how addictive they are. And if he could just keep something coming at you so that you don't listen. You're going to have to listen. You do have to listen. And one of the times is when you wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. especially if you meditated at night before you went to sleep mm-hmm. and you prayed. Then when you wake up in the morning, oftentimes you'll hear, but you should hear it throughout the day. And throughout the day, then, we need to be in a close communion with him. It is written here, we were reading about what Jesus said. And he said, how be it when he... The Spirit of truth has come. He will guide you. It's just a fact. He will guide you. But you have to listen to the guide. We take people to Israel, and sometimes we have trouble with people. They wander off, and they don't stay where the guide told them to go. He will guide you into all truth. And that verse says, he will show you things to come. Oh, how I like that part where he is showing you things to come. He's showing me things right now, and all of us in the Bible that are to come. We're living in the last days. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to be afraid. I'm going to share with you the next 2 days, or at least tomorrow, on a psalm that he spoke to me out of, Psalm 73. Have your Bible ready tomorrow. Let's go into Psalm 73 together. In the meantime, you can get the archives of these this week and last, especially when this family shared these young people shared their visions and revelations from God. This is Billy Brim and family saying, be with us here tomorrow, and we shall look into Psalm 73. Shalom.